Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in the studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Just here for the drift, man.
Catching our drift, dude. Well, that's what we do. And what we do on the drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should be. www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you, sir. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
You're shortening up the lead in there. I was.
It's one of those days, you know. I just told you, I'm ready for a sabbatical.
It's
you're
going
to have to pull this show for a couple of weeks, I think. I'm ready to get away.
Mm. Dick Kupke, summertime. Yeah, he was saying.
Yes, gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right, well, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, Max Marina Lakefront on Whitmore Lake. If you're looking to rent a boat, buy a boat, new boat, used boat, buy some tackle, buy some boat repair stuff, or get your boat fixed or serviced, 734-449-4706. That's 734-449-4706. Or you can go to Max Marina, M-A-C-S, maxmarina.com, and check out what they got. They got a place in South Lyon to do repairs. And they do snowmobiles and stuff and motorcycles and four-wheelers and that whole kind of thing. So 734-449-4706. Give them a call if you want to get something done on your boat.
It's a nice place on the lake.
Whitmore Lake.
So easy to get to.
It is a great lake, yes. And if you want to rent boats, I think he's got those there, too. So, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and I want to tell our Twitter followers and our callers and readers to come in and call us, 734-822-1600. Love to get your views and opinions on anything. We're open today. We'll call it an open mic.
In other words, we got nothing.
Here's where I'm going to start, because you know what? This week we had a Islamic terror attack in Flint, Michigan, right up the road.
The government agrees with you.
45 minutes up the road, yes, and they did. Now, I jinxed it because I fly out of Bishop quite often. Yes.
International airport.
Yeah. They call it international. I don't know that there's any international flights. But either way, you know, here I fly out of Flint, and I was just telling somebody that I love going to Flint. It's easy in, easy out. Security's quick. There's never crowds. Parking's easy. And all of a sudden, we get the knife attack, and I'm like, oh, no, please don't let it be a terror attack. Sure enough, some guy coming out of Canada through New York, and where has he been for the last week before he left Canada and got to Bishop to attack a cop?
Right? Where?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't find out.
I don't know.
All my contacts.
Dollars to donuts? Yeah. Probably somewhere in Dearborn? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Dearbornistan? I'm just saying. It used to be a nice town. I don't like going there anymore. But that's me. You call me a hater if you want.
If you like Middle Eastern food, Middle Eastern bakeries.
Look, if I want that kind of international flair, I come right here to the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. You've got the most diversity in the world right here.
Yep.
It's a little communist for my blood. But, hey, that's the price you pay, I guess, for living in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.
Right? It's a high price.
It is a high price. So 734-822-1600, you want to call in and talk about anything. But what bothers me is how it's just disappeared, right? Just fell off the map. You know, even our local news, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, very limited. They didn't want to talk about terror. Nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room that here was a terrorist guy hiding out somewhere in probably Michigan or between here and New York anyways. Where was he for the last week? Steve Gruber, who does our morning shows here, talked a bit about, and he's done a good job. I like Steve. He's doing a really good job in the mornings here. And there's that crazy Islamic radical dude down here in Dearborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And running free rein. Yep. They let the hate just flower in Dearborn. You know, and the time has maybe come to just stop that nonsense. Here's my biggest pet peeve of all. Let's have no more foreign financing of mosques in this country.
Yes.
I mean, you can't build a church in Saudi Arabia. They wouldn't allow us to finance building a church in Saudi Arabia.
Or let a Bible in, much less a church.
Yes. And you can't even go there if you're from Israel or a Jew, right? Mm-hmm. No Jews allowed. So maybe it's time to just tighten it up a little bit and say, hey, we're kind of done with
sedition come into play? With some of the, incitement to riot, sedition. There's got to be something on the books that And I don't want to abrogate anybody's free speech rights, you know. But you, like Rick was saying earlier, you can't call out movie in a firehouse, you know.
Yeah, all I'm saying is this country, along with Western Europe, is basically committing cultural suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason Japan says, you know, you're not building any mosques. You want to be a Muslim and worship Islam, you're going to do it in your home. And you're going to be low profile because we're not allowing that to contaminate our culture. Yep. You can say that about the Japanese. They're at least protecting their own culture, right?
Yep.
Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you bring up the latest attack in Flint, and I just have to say, a comment you just made having to do with suicide, that's exactly what our country is doing. I keep hearing as I flip around the radio dial, the stupidest comments available that, well, Islam is not a religion of violence. Islam is a religion of peace. Well, excuse me, once again, speaking as someone that's actually took the time to read the Quran and study Islam.
Yep.
For over 1,400 years, people, these people have been trying to kill all non-Muslims. It's just a fact. Excuse me, people in the audience, the Quran, clearly, if you read it, gives them all the justification you need. Islam has never been a religion of peace. Muhammad was a butcher. That's just a fact. And the stupidity that I keep seeing around me, the Roman Catholic Church, liberal Christian churches, and other morons who keep trying to promote, oh, well, Islam is truly a religion of peace. And these people that are committing acts of violence, they're not following Muhammad. That's a lie. That's not true. And wake up, people, unless you want to get yourself killed.
Yep.
It's a religion of peace. I'm sorry. It is a religion of peace, and it's a peace maintained by the sword. As long as you submit, everything's peaceful.
That's exactly right. Well, great call, Ken, man. As always, you're spot on. If you haven't read the Quran, folks, you got no argument against me and Ken because we're on the same page on this. I've read the Quran, and
I read the Cliff Notes.
I was going to worship it, and when I got to the end and saw the stupidity and hypocrisy of it, I was like, what a garbage piece of religion that is. You know, not even.
Well, one thing to remember, too. Now, without a doubt in my mind, Lucifer directly founded Islam. And when you listen to the history of Islam, going back to Muhammad, where Muhammad himself said that he believed he was possessed, and it was his wife that convinced him, oh, no, honey, you weren't possessed by the devil. That was just God talking to you. Well, hey, people, even Muhammad himself knew he was possessed by the devil. And, well, let's go from there.
Yeah.
Well, let's make the distinction. You know, in Islam, you die for Allah, and in Christianity, God dies for you.
Yeah.
Well, another thing, too, well, another quick thing I just want to leave the audience with, because I keep hearing this also on the TV and radio, the stupid comment that when a Muslim says Allah Akbar, that translates to God is great. Well, that is not true, because a practicing Muslim will never use the generic term God, because Allah is Allah. He is not the God of the Jews. He's not the God of the Christians. He is Allah. And so a translation would be, Allah is great, not this stupid thing I keep hearing on the news, God is great.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ken, because I was talking to somebody at the diner this Wednesday, and we had the same conversation. And just before I had left for dinner, I had watched Fox 6 o'clock.
Brett Baer,
yeah. And he had talked about the guy who yelled out, Allahu Akbar. And then Brett Baer's translation of it was, God is the greatest. And I thought, well, that's odd. I've never heard that done before. And I was talking to Dennis about it, and he noticed the same thing. And he said that there's quite the distinction between Allah Akbar and Allahu Akbar, and the difference between God is great and God is the greatest. And he was saying that there's quite a lot implied in that change of statement. When you say Allahu Akbar, you're basically saying death to the infidels. You're not just saying God is great. You're saying God is great above all others and death to infidels. I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't get a chance because I've been so busy at work, but I'll take his word for it.
Or even Allah Akbar, Allah is great, would mean the same thing. Because you got to remember, for jihad to be effective, for a Muslim to be able to benefit from jihad, he has to identify that his act of violence is for Allah. So if a Muslim goes out and commits jihad, whether he kills an infidel or is killed by an infidel, if he does not identify publicly that he's doing it for Allah, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So that's why you see all these Muslims screaming Allah Akbar. There again, Allah is great, or Allah is the greatest.
Right.
To identify that he's doing it for Allah.
Okay. Well, great, Ken. Good call as always. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care.
Well, you know, one thing I keep identifying is people are trying to deny the fact that, hey, people, there's something wrong with the Quran. You know, it's like people are tap dancing around trying to.
The Quran is what it is, man.
The Quran is the problem.
Yeah, no, the Quran is what it is, and until they reform and rewrite it and take all that stuff out, it's a cult. That's all it is. All right, thanks for the call, Ken. We're loading up here. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Take care.
And let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. What's going on, Joe?
I wanted to bring up. You have on the Daily Drift the news you need to know about.
He's going for
President
my job.
Trump signing in some VA reform.
Yep.
Is about damn time and long overdue. I'm not happy until some heads actually roll. This cannot be just more, see, look what we did, and still excuse everybody or overlook everybody that did bad and say, oh, okay, well, just going forward from now. No. Some heads have to actually roll for what happened.
Yeah, and you know, I think part of that, too, Joe, is the fact that we've got these government unions. Why in the hell do we have government unions? What are we protecting? You've got the cushiest job on the planet. At one time, you went into civil service for lower pay, but you had good benefits and stability. Now they get paid more than you do in the private sector. They don't do the work that they should be doing. Their performance is substandard at best. And yet they're protected because they have this government union, which spends money electing Democrats normally to protect them. Sometimes it's Republicans as well. So they're all on the take. But why are we allowing a union, a government union, to exist? It's nonsense.
Well, and that's why real estate prices are going so high in Washington, D.C. and won't go down, because everybody there has an interest who works for the government in seeing more government employees so that their property value goes up and they don't take a loss. If we really did clean the swamp, so many workers and the people who retain their jobs would suffer such property value loss in Washington, D.C. because all of a sudden property's cheap because there's so many empty houses.
Right. Well, speaking of losses, Joe, hang on for a minute. I'm going to use this segue.
Ooh.
If you want to play poker tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse. Is that a great segue or what?
Yeah. At all?
Hey, go to Burroughs, 810-227-6000, 9 o'clock tonight. They got a Texas Hold'em tournament, so you really want – I know, I'm getting cheesy, aren't I?
That's not bad, really. You and Glenn
Beck,
man.
I saw my opening
gold,
and I took it, right? 810-227-6000. It's a great place to eat, drink, and make merry. And they have a Saturday afternoon happy hour from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. on a Saturday. Who has a happy hour on Saturday? Burroughs Roadhouse has
That's
a happy hour
a
on Saturday.
Happy 6 hours.
That's a nice happy hour. Burroughs-Roadhouse.com. And they've got a great, great atmosphere there. It's really awesome. So check them out. All right. So, Joe, what else you got? Anything?
Yeah, well, blackjack's more my thing than poker. But in unrelated to that,
Justice Young.
We could, of course, talk about the latest on the Senate, too. But I was going to say, you know, we need to get rid of some employees. We need Congress to pass a law slashing 10% of all payrolls of 90% of the departments that exist within government.
Yeah,
I'll 10%
would be huge. But you know, I'd be happy with, and I think this is kind of where Trump was going. If we get rid of this baseline
budgeting.
and stop the growth, because government grows at what, 3+% every year, no matter what. Just stop the growth. You don't have to fire anybody. Let the attrition work its way. People retire, whatever, assign them some more workloads, or just stop doing things. Maybe we don't need the government to be doing everything that it does. But that's the start. If they can't all agree to that, what the hell is wrong with the Republicans? I'm sick and tired of Mitch McConnell not taking care of business. Mitch, we gave you the House, we gave you the Senate, we gave you the presidency. Use 51 votes, for crying out loud. 51 votes. The Democrats would have screwed us if it was them in charge right now. They would have said enough is enough, because they're that desperate. And so it's time to say enough is enough on our side. 51 votes, all legislation, that's it. You don't like it? Too bad, because the Democrats will be done if we enact the Trump agenda. I'm telling you, it'll be done. You don't have to worry about them coming back.
Yeah, and Linda mentioned about your rant, that is your current promo about stabbing out. And the latest news there, of course, is Robert Young, former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, a constitutionalist that we can get behind, says he's going to announce soon that he's running.
Lena's taking him seriously, isn't she?
Well, I'm going to say this to any Republican candidate. God bless you all. Unless you're in this radio station sitting here with me for an hour, at least once a month, shut up, because you're not doing your job. It's not going to, I don't care what your pedigree is. I don't care what your resume is. If you're not getting off your duff and advertising and using free promotions like getting in the Current or getting on the Daily Drift or getting into the Wham Studios to talk on every show we have, you're not doing your job. This is the most conservative radio station in the entire state of Michigan. And anyone that's not in here utilizing us, you're not serious about it. Sit down and stop wasting our time. And I mean that with all sincerity to the Republican Party of Michigan. If you're not going to get in here and spend some time with us, shut up and sit down, because you're wasting our time.
It's beginning to be a public health concern. They need to do it, or Gary's going to blow a gasket.
Well, they can't. Some of them can't do it because they're empty suits, and Ed knows the candidate I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was
referring
to her, will give the hint.
Yeah.
Attacking Bob Young, trying to label him as a Michigan GOP career insider establishment hack, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
differentiate yourself from Stabenow and say, while you are the best candidate, if you're going to have to attack another candidate, you should try to abide by Reagan's 11th commandment as a candidate.
Yes.
Let your underlings do it. You shouldn't do it. It's a low road, low class, and I'm just going to come out and say it. Sorry, Lena, you will never, ever have my support.
No, yeah, I'm with you. All right, Joe, well, I appreciate the call, man. Good as always.
See you, Joe.
Take care. Love
Take
you
care. You too. Love you too. Bye. And let's take a call from Dennis in Tom from Detroit. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, yeah. But we were talking about the Koran, and I got too much stuff to talk about, but I wanted to point one thing out. According to intelligence services, and what practice in warfare and what have you, disinformation, it has to be at least 60% true to have any hope at all of your enemy believing it. So going by that maxim, that the Koran, and I've read it, it has to be at least 60% true, or true scripture. So whoever did write it, you know, definitely wasn't an intelligent individual, whether they, you know, whether they piggybacked on other religions. I noticed when I read it, it's kind of the same old story with the, if you're bad, you're going to go in this eternal burning hell, and if you're good, you're going to have these, you know, all these rewards, and I mean, people are going to believe what they want to believe. And
well, there you go. That's true.
Yeah. Tom, I'll tell you this. By the time I got done reading it, you know what my thought was? This dude saw what Jesus did and said, that's a great scam. I'm going to try that, and whipped out this thing and put it together and sold it as a package of good. He was selling swampland in the middle of Saudi Arabia, and it worked, right?
Well,
it worked.
Yeah, it's a form of mind control where you know, you get groups of people to go with your agenda. If you can make it 80% true and then have 20% that's your own agenda that you would have never got over on people, well, you know, you're way ahead of the game.
Does that explain Dianetics?
I used to read L. Ron Hubbard's
L. Ron.
Satire, and I'll tell you what, I really had a lot of respect for that guy as an author of satire. I read his Mission Earth series and Battlefield Earth, and I think he was murdered by the Church of Scientology for his possessions in there to get around the IRS, and I think they killed him.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to go there. However, great call, Tom. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Take care. How about Dennis from the Willow Run Tea Party? Go ahead, Dennis. What do you got to say?
Hey, I'm glad to be on your show.
Hey, Dennis.
Ed and I were talking the other day. How you doing, Ed? And I think a big misunderstanding about the phrase Allah Akbar and the difference between Allahu Akbar is very important to understand the difference. And when they say Allahu Akbar, what they are doing is actually doing a thing called shahada. And shahada is bearing witness. And when they bear witness, you'll see the radical Wahhabis, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Saudi Arabian Sunni sect, will be having their finger pointing toward the sky with a severed head on a fence behind them, or riding in a military vehicle conquering, with their finger up, saying they're proclaiming the oneness of God. Now, that's shahada, that's Allahu Akbar, that God has no partners. And this is so important for us to understand that the Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda, ISIS movement, which is the originalist of Islam, is saying that Jesus Christ is a liar because Allah has no partners. And if you claim to be a Christian, you are what they call S-H-I-R-K, shirk, and your head is to be severed. That is how they get to heaven. And if they die doing it, they are martyred. They get the 72 virgins, plus they get credits for their family. Now, this is something that we need to understand. So many people want to make this a docile type proclamation by saying Allah Akbar, God is great. That is nowhere near what they're saying. Wow. They're saying Allahu Akbar, and your God is a liar. Jesus Christ is not a partner of God, and will kill you if you say you are. And that's what Islam is.
Wow. Yeah, okay, we just have the best listeners, don't we?
Yep.
I get an education when I come in here.
Yep.
And I don't have to pay for it.
Let me tell you something else. I know time is short. When we say we have moderate Muslims, God bless them, they're not moderate. I mean God bless them. But God bless us to understand who they are. They are not moderate. They are reformers. Yehudi Jasser talks about this. They want to reform Islam. That means it has a form that needs to be reformed. A moderate cannot do that. A moderate is saying we will allow the form of Islam, but we will moderate it. They can't do that. Good luck with that. They better pack a long lunch, a big lunch, because it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, I'm not buying that there's going to be a reform anytime soon at this point, because I'm just not seeing the so-called moderates stand up and shout down or discredit the radical Islamism that seems to be raging across the globe, you know?
They are content to proclaim reform. They don't even proclaim it. They will say we're moderate, but if they will not repudiate Sharia law, they are not reformers.
Excellent. Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in and clarifying that, Dennis. I appreciate it. I wasn't doing it justice.
Yeah. All right. Great call, Dennis. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So we're coming down. Look at the perfect timing. There's the hard break.
Whoa. Just like that. Is there going to be music any sec?
Yes, right there. Can you hear? You need hearing aids from the hearing clinic, dude. I'm telling you. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you on the other side of the break. You're on The Drift.
People People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. 1 month after a massive cyber attack which crippled hospitals across Britain, Parliament today announcing it's been hit.
It is being handled by the National Cyber Security Centre, part of the intelligence agency GCHQ, and parliamentary authorities have confirmed that this attack was launched on Friday, part of a sustained effort to gain access to members' accounts.
Mark White with Fox Sister Network Sky News. The Senate GOP health care plan, which would fail with more than two Republican no votes, so far getting pushback from five GOP lawmakers.
There's also a possibility that a few more Republicans could move over to the no column on Monday when the Congressional Budget Office is expected to release its score of what the plan will cost.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, the president, on Twitter this morning slamming Obamacare, saying its costs have shot up 100%. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Firing Line Indoor Gun Range and Gun Shop presents their fourth annual Firing Line Barbecue with a mission to raise money for vets. Save the date, September 17th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Firing Line Gun Range. There will be a barbecue dinner, raffles, family shooting events in the indoor gun range, and silent auctions. The cost is $35 for adults, $30 for veterans, $15 for children 13 to 17, and under 12 years old, they get in free. Tickets will be available after July 1st online or at the Firing Line. Gifts for the silent auction and sponsors are needed. The Firing Line Indoor Gun Range and Gun Shop is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. For more information, visit firinglineguns.com or call 734-326-7320. Calling all rollerbladers, inline skaters, longboarders, and skateboarders, the Southeastern Livingston County Recreation Authority is excited to offer skating at the park Wednesday evenings beginning April 19th through October 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. weather permitting at Meyer Park, 333 Orndorff Drive in Brighton. Come skate, listen to music, and hang with friends while using the full-size lighted hockey rink and circular track with ramps. Helmets required. Other protective gear is highly recommended. $3 for residents, $5 for non-residents. For more information, call 810-299-4140. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
When I got into my room, there were happy faces welcoming me. The PT people there peeked around the door the next morning and said, "You're going to walk with us." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't." But I did. They don't push you. They lead you very kindly. And the next thing you know, you're doing it. They have a wonderful attitude.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom. I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Just drifting along, man.
Drifting along, catching the drift. All right, well, our sponsor this half hour is the Lynx of Whitmore Lake. If you like golf, they got a great golf, but they also have a great restaurant and bar. $4 well drinks all day during the week, I think that is. I don't know if it's during the weekend, but Taco Tuesdays, $1.50. Thursdays is Slider Night. Friday night's fish fry. They've got some coupons in the Current, CourantOnline.com, CurrentOnline.com. That's the newspaper that I put out once a month. And if you want to advertise on that, get hold of me, 734-629-6010. Get you into the Current and grow your business like I've grown the Current. 500% in the last 11 years in the worst economy ever, right?
Yep.
Since the Depression, anyways. But I want to quickly go to putting this Russian collusion crap to bed, because I think this week finally put it to bed, right? It's
please,
done.
Please.
Anyone that's still beating that dead horse is just ruining themselves and any but credibility they have.
Now it's not the collusion. It's the obstruction of the investigation into the collusion.
And here's my point. How can you obstruct justice on a crime that didn't happen? Can somebody please tell me that? If there was no Russian collusion, what the hell is he obstructing justice on? There's nothing there. You can't obstruct justice on a crime that never happened.
And even if it happened, it wouldn't have been a crime. my head spins.
I'm turning into Beavis and Butthead here because I want to scream. Derek, you got that first track. Now, this is Trey Gowdy talking to Jay Johnson, former DHS secretary, right? And talking about more of this DNC hacking, which I'm still not believing because I believe Seth Rich was the leaker. There was no DNC hacking by the Russians. But let's listen to what Trey Gowdy has to say. He's in charge now of the investigation. Let's see what he says to Jay Johnson.
If they had turned the server over to either you or Director Comey, maybe we would have known more. And maybe there would have been more for you to report. So I guess what I'm asking you is, why would the victim of a crime not turn over a server to the intelligence community or to law enforcement?
I'm not going to argue with you, sir. A leading question, and I'll agree to be led.
All right. Exactly. So that's the first thing and the only thing I think I've ever heard Jay Johnson say that I can agree with. And I heard that and I went, well, you're a decent human being after all. Somewhere inside there's a guy who can actually tell the truth.
Yeah.
Why did the DNC not – screw them asking why they didn't do it. Isn't it the FBI's job to say this is a federal investigation, give us the server or we're going to serve you with a warrant and we'll seize the servers?
Yeah.
And they still
have never
understood
that one.
Jeff Sessions, get out there, grab that server, whatever's left of it at this point. And let's see what's on it.
Because it wasn't an investigation.
It was a matter.
You know? That's why you can't issue a warrant for a matter.
I just want to scream. What has our federal government
become? You know what? I haven't done this.
Can
I scream on there? Because you can get through all the screaming. That just makes me so mad!
I know. It is the absolute aggravation to know that we've been playing this game with this Russian collusion nonsense for months and months and months now, and still no evidence, and still these morons at MSNBC, CNN.
It's a game. They're playing a game, and they're playing it well. They're not – well, I mean, say they're morons, some, but they're masters.
They are masters.
Their masters are having them do this. Basically, they're colluding. They're colluding to bring down this government.
Yep.
They're colluding to cheat the American public out of the representation and presidency administration that they voted for.
Right. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester who wants to talk about that 60-vote rule. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. What do you got, Jimmy? 51 votes. That's what I'm promoting.
Their health care bill that they're going to pass, we all know it sucks terrible. But I think they're trying to pass it just to pass it. What's not in it is what's important. The I guess we'd call it the competition clause. that Trump talked about when he was running. He wants all of the insurance companies to be able to trade across state lines.
And that's not in there?
That's not in there.
Ugh.
Now, the reason
can't
it's
be
not
in reconciliation
in there is because if they put it in, it would go to the 60-vote rule.
There
so
you go.
They can get this passed and then pass that.
Yeah.
So,
Jimmy, that's what drives me insane.
But they're not going to get that part passed because that part is going to face, you know, that was the old thing about three phases. The three phases were the executive rule, then the reconciliation, and then.
None of those matter if we go to 51 votes. There is nothing stopping Mitch McConnell from going back to 51 votes. I think it was that way for the first 100 years of the country until some idiot decided, oh, let's be fair and have 60 and drag our feet on everything, because the Senate has done absolutely nothing.
That was actually the Republicans that did that, too.
It goes to show you the Republicans are retards.
That's not the way I heard it when I read it, but, you know, I'll kind of defer to you with some question there. I thought that was Wilson who did it.
I thought it was Jefferson. Not this one. I might be wrong.
Right. Well, Jimmy, you can do that homework for us, yes. Jimmy, because I'm looking for a volunteer, because I'm just running out of time to do this stuff myself. But let us know if you find out.
What bothers me about the 51, 60 votes, whatever, is that Mitch McConnell came out and said, I'm not changing it. I don't know one senator who wants to change it. And I'm dying to ask, find that one senator, prove him wrong. Who is that senator? Is Tom
Rand Paul. I mean, I bet he's
exactly
going to change it.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
All I'm
going to
say is this.
Says, no, you're wrong, sir.
All I'm going to say is this, because you know what? Watching Tucker last night, right? And if you listen to this show, you know I'm always hot on the EMP bill, right? Harden the grid, spend the $5 billion or more, whatever it takes. Harden the grid from solar flares, mass coronal ejections, and an EMP from Russia, North Korea, whatever. Because Tucker finally had somebody on last night, this well-known guy who did wrote a book on it. And we've had Tim Walberg on here repeatedly saying the House has passed numerous times bills to protect the grid, and the Senate does absolutely nothing, including that piece of human garbage, Debbie Stabenow, who won't vote for something like that. All right, and Gary Peters. You know what? Every senator in this country should be absolutely ashamed of himself when this happens, an EMP attack or a mass coronal ejection, and we lose the grid and millions of Americans die. I want those senators who refuse to do it, take the whole bunch of them and clap them in irons and send them away, because you failed in your responsibility to protect millions of Americans when you don't protect the grid.
Well, what bothers me is that you have somebody who is as brilliant, as sharp, and knowledgeable as Tucker Carlson. I watched that last night.
Yeah, and he looked scared, didn't
he? He looked scared. He looked surprised. I never heard this before. What? Are you kidding me?
How could he not have heard that?
How could you not have heard this?
Yeah. Jimmy, what else you got?
Yeah, that's really a no-brainer. I totally agree with you on that. You have to harden the grid. It's $5 billion of nothing. They throw more than that away.
All Absolutely. You have to do is throw tinfoil over the transformers in your home.
Do what you've got to do. Get it done, and let's harden the grid so we don't have millions of Americans starving to death after an EMP, because that's what it comes down to. City of New York, anyone in the environs in New York, no electricity, no refrigeration, trucks ain't moving. People are going to starve to death in all the major cities, right? They're dead. You're mm-hmm. signing their death warrant by not taking care of hardening the grid. That simple. You know, that simple. And so, people, get on the lines to your senators and to your congressmen and get a bill passed. And this should be across the board, bipartisan, no ifs, ands, or buts. Don't tie anything else into it that's controversial. Let's spend $5 billion or $10 billion and harden the grid and do it now. That should be a major that should be part of Trump's infrastructure program. You know, at POTUS, get out there and let's get the grid hardened as an infrastructure program.
I just realized I haven't heard anybody say this, but I think the biggest threat to our electrical grid is from the fact that we have all the wires hanging in the air as antennae for when that pulse happens. That's what's going to be collecting all the electrons to go back to fry the transformers.
Yeah.
Never occurred to me this moment, but if we were to bury the lines underground after all, we get storm protection and we get hardening of the grid.
That's an infrastructure I can buy into. All right, Jimmy, you got anything
it's
else?
Very expensive.
Yeah,
yep.
It is expensive.
Yep. Bury all of this stuff.
Yep.
We're talking about doubling or tripling electric bills, do things like that.
I understand.
That's a major, major undertaking.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Jimmy. We just spent $10 trillion under Barack Obama. Do you think that would have buried every cable line we had? You think $10 trillion would have covered that, Bill? Thank you, Barack Obama, for screwing the United States once again. You could have done an infrastructure for that.
All the money we spent on Solyndra could have been gone to hardening the grid. Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
well, now
Jim.
We're going to have solar panels on the wall between us and Mexico. it's a good idea, but come on.
Too late. You know, but hey, you know what? Maybe you take the power companies and say, you build the wall and you can have the solar panels on top. Yeah. Ready? Let's just privatize it.
Think James Bond here. Those solar panels collect energy and we laser. We laser the intruders.
Yeah, well, there's always a way to privatize and make some money out. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate the call, man.
Good day.
Take care. Okay. So, let's grab Gary from Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think we ought to take the wall down there, put the solar panels on it, and use those tunnel panels to electrify the wall.
That's a great idea. Or, like I said, lasers.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, now, look, you guys were talking about this a little bit ago, but, you know, we got the trifecta of destruction. You know, the mainstream media, including Hollywood, the deep state establishment, and the communist leftist professors, who are all setting the stage for a coup to take over the country, like you were saying. But what they didn't plan on was somebody coming in through the back door or doing end around them, which is the jihadists. They were planning to do the same thing. I'm sorry, I've got something in my throat. Trying to do the same thing. So once they set the stage over a 60-year period with all this stuff like no-fault divorce and separation of church and state and all this other liberal nonsense, now we're teetering on the very edge of the collapse. But we elected a man, Donald Trump, who's able to fight back, and he has been fighting back. But the jihadists, they're going to come in without taking quarter. They don't care about any of those leftist ideas. They want to come in here and rule supreme. Even if it takes 100 years, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
So we need to ban Islam from America in its present state. And if you change Islam, reform it, it's no longer Islam. So it doesn't matter what you call it after that. But we need to ban Islam from America.
I'm with you on that.
Islam light.
I'm with you on that, Gary, and I'll tell you why. Because you know what? It's a matter of a culture that is breeding far more rapidly than Western culture and Western values. And even the ones that say, I'm a peaceful Muslim, I'm whatever, they still believe in Islam and Sharia and everything. And that is what they are promoting. And eventually, it's already happened in Dearborn. It's already happened in Hazel Park. You've already got these people breeding us out of existence. And that's what's happening in Western Europe and is happening here. You're making those epileptic noises.
Wait a minute. If a Christian pastor gets up and he says, oh, by the way, homosexuality is wrong. Multiple partner marriage is wrong. Same-sex marriage is wrong. That is being pushed as hate speech, and they're trying to put limits, and I think they've done it in Canada already, on people's free speech because it's hate speech, and you're not allowed to engage in hate speech. So how come somebody can read out of their holy book, hey, kill all the infidels? There's a little bit of hate in there.
Yeah,
you're
right. That's hate speech, too. You want hate,
Subjugate them. Make them,
Try going to Saudi Arabia and carrying the Bible or preaching the Bible in Saudi Arabia. You're losing your head, bud.
Yep.
That's all I can say to you. That is hate speech.
Yeah.
Now, so the intolerance, you're being so tolerant that you're becoming intolerant is what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolute nonsense. It really is. What else you got, Gary?
My circle of friends are starting to call this suicide Americans.
Yes.
Americans who just wander around in a daze, not knowing that they're cutting their own throats through liberalism and allowing their country to be taken from them right under their feet because they have no idea about our founding, what we're supposed to stand for, how we're supposed to be raising up our kids. And for many years, for decades, our top politicians knew darn well that Islam, they called it Mohammedism because it was a social structure, not a religion. It's not a religion. It's an occult, and it's a political structure made out to dominate the masses. It's got nothing to do with freedom, liberty, or anything that we stand for, so we can't tolerate it. That's what I got. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. Good one, as always.
You remind me of the quote from William Federer that says, a nation that forgets its history is like a person who loses their memory. and they become dysfunctional.
Right. Well, let's do one other thing here. Senator Grassley, and this video, I've not seen it on the media, haven't seen it on ABC, Fox, or anywhere else, but it's on Twitter, and I want to get this out there. So it's not just the fact that the Russian collusion didn't exist. We had people like Chuck Schumer out there lying to the media because he knew full well that there was no investigation of Trump on this. Derek, you got the, it's the third one down, the Senator Grassley one. Let's play this track.
Well, we learned earlier this month from Mr. Comey himself that he had done exactly that. It wasn't a surprise to me because Mr. Comey had told me the same thing. I have to note something else here. Mr. Comey didn't just tell the president, Senator Feinstein, and me that the president was not under investigation. He had also told the Gang of Eight. Of course, the Gang of Eight includes Senate Minority Leader Senator Schumer. But even after Mr. Comey told the Gang of Eight that the president was not under investigation, the Minority Leader told the media that the president was under investigation. And of course, that further helped feed media hysteria. The majority leader even tried to say, or the minority leader even tried to say that the Senate shouldn't vote on the Supreme Court nomination because the president was under investigation. And the whole time, he knew it wasn't true. So media hysteria and baseless political attacks filled the vacuum left by Mr. Comey's failure to inform the public, to be transparent, to be accountable.
To be honest.
Odd thing about it is none of this fiasco had to happen. If Mr. Comey had just been transparent with the public, as I urged him to be, it could have been avoided. Unfortunately, now it looks like Mr. Comey and the media might be doing the same thing to Attorney General Sessions.
All right, so it's like Rubio there's your
said,
collusion, right?
The one thing that wasn't leaked.
Yeah.
You know, is that what Rubio said? The one thing Comey didn't leak was that Trump is not under investigation.
So let me ask this question, too. Isn't Marco Rubio in the Gang of Eight?
That's what I thought. You know, I'm sitting here listening to that. I always thought that was a media term, and now it sounds like an official Senate organization, like, you know, the Committee on Gang of Eight.
Yeah, it's just it's eight senators.
I realize that.
But let me and I'm going to blame Grassley here, too. He's telling us now, why didn't you, sir, let people know 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there are Republicans who knew this and said nothing, what is wrong with you?
If it was in closed session and there may have been certain constraints about what could be released from
But everything else
session.
Was already leaked.
I realize that.
If
but
everything's
still,
leaked,
the leak
except
is a leak.
That
yeah.
one,
yeah,
the most
yep.
important one, the one that allowed yep. the media to continue this drumbeat all this time, what the hell is wrong
well,
with the Gang of Eight?
Certainly Grassley's revealing what was said now then. So
yeah.
yeah. Okay.
So I just, again, it goes
right.
to the point that, you know what, James Comey is a political hack. That's all he is. You know, that simple. Do we got somebody online one? I don't see who it is yet. But anyways, I'm tired of the Republicans not standing up for this. And that includes that dirtbag John McCain, Tokyo John, Benedict McCain, whatever you want to call him, who's always out there bashing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stuff has got to end.
Yeah. Yep.
So I just – let's take a call from Cindy in Hazel Park. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon. I wanted to talk to you about the Alien Enemy and Friend Act of 1798.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first, it was passed by the 5th United States Congress and signed into law by John Adams. And this was initiated by the Democrats. They wanted it to happen. And what it is that it allows the president to imprison and deport non-citizens who are deemed dangerous and from a hostile country, nation. And you can also imprison American citizens because they are making false statements that are critical of our federal government.
But that was found unconstitutional, was it not? Adams got in a lot of trouble for enforcing that, if I recall. That had to do with the French, right? It was primarily aimed at the French and their influence.
Actually, it was because of the election, Thomas made some really harsh political statements against Adams, and that's why it came about. And I can't remember his name, Colander. He was imprisoned because he was a puppeteer that made slander remarks towards him for Adams, and he was imprisoned because of what he did.
Cindy, that's awesome. I'm always amazed when we've got listeners who can call in and give us some historical fact, because it makes me feel stupid, frankly. But
I highly recommend the miniseries, the HBO miniseries, John Adams.
That's good.
Pops up in there.
Yeah, something to think about. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for that, for enlightening. And if you have more information on that, you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. I'd love to know a little bit more about it myself. If I can educate myself on that, that'd be great.
Okay, will do.
Great. Thanks for the call. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, Todd?
Hey, nothing, just kind of hanging out. Putt-putt golfing, going out and shooting, having a good old time before it rains.
Oh, there you go. So hey, what do you got for us, Todd? You want to talk Russian collusion, eh?
Yeah, just for grins and giggles as far as it goes for what they're doing to Trump. If this is such a farce for what these folks in the commission have said with this investigation, why don't they just shut it down?
I think a lot of people would agree with you. I mean, yeah, here's what I was kind of hoping. When they picked Mueller, you know, I wasn't fully aware of all his allegiances to the Democrats and whatnot.
Right.
I was kind of hoping that, you know, he's going to get in and as special counsel, he's going to look at everything in a fair and unbiased manner. Obviously, he's not, because he's loading up his team with Democrat supporters, right? But it does hopefully reach the point where either Trump or Sessions or somebody else will put a collar on this dog. And if nothing else, appoint a second special prosecutor and unleash that dog.
On the first special prosecutor.
on Hillary and Lynch and Comey, and let's find out. And Obama.
By the way, did you know that the Sanders family, he and his wife both are still under federal investigation for Burlington University?
Yeah, we were going to get to that, but we didn't. Well, Todd, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
What's that music?
Take care.
I hear music. Do you hear music?
The show's over. It's an hour. It's come and gone. You got something next week, bring it. Okay, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. Stay informed and get active. Call your senators about getting the EMP, the grid hardened for EMPs. All right, see you next week.
Have a great week.